Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Saturday night VBS program, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We go to the Lightship tonight. You're bi-located out of time. Remember, you're living in time, and light doesn't have time, so you're bi-located to out of time, and we do clearings and healings on you. But you only have one. So you have to specify one specific physical problem that you're dealing with. We'll be going to the Lightship sometime during this program. I don't know if we're going to go at the beginning or late, but we'll go. So today's date is March 5th, 2016. We'll clear that date for everybody. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's think of a situation, everybody out there, that you're dealing with or have dealt with, or anything that kind of comes up. Remember, if you have a thought about something, you're on that timeline, so you don't want to be on that, and what's going to happen to you. So think of your situation, and here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to activate the light beams. So there may be one of them up on your monitor screen. You may have more than one. May have extra monitors, so here we go. Activating the light beam to bring peace energy into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And as a courtesy to the aliens that are trapped here, and maybe they're interfering with your life, so we're going to release the trapped aliens that are here, the slave aliens, just like yourself. So they get a way to get out of here, but they have a one-way ticket, and they can leave. So making this planet a better place. So here we go. They may not even think so. Maybe they think that we caused all the problems here. But who knows? But anyway, we'll get them out of here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and when you go to the Lightship, you want to request healing in each room that you're in. You normally go to maybe a half a dozen rooms. So just think what you want to have worked with, and we'll go to the Lightship maybe in 15, 20 minutes or so. And some people actually, will get a piece of paper and pin onto their clothing. Just like you were like in second grade, you know, and they pin something to you, you could write down what you want to have worked with. So you could try that too, because you are communicating with them consciously on the Lightship. You may not know it here, but you are there. So you know, if you're whatever you're wearing, you will be having that same like pajamas on or whatever clothing on when you go to the Lightship. So. That's how you're dressed, if you're bi-located. So we'll turn it over to our co-host now. Kathy, are you out there in VBS land?
March 5th, 2016, and we're on VBS Radio Creation Lightship Healing Station 2. And tonight we'll be looking at requests for areas to have healings in the on the Creation Lightship visit. And I'll be reading the fast chat forms on the BBS radio page, as well as our email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And Ron just released some aliens in our rooms. He activated the light beam, and he cleared today's dates, the energy off of those. And so we appreciate that. We can relax and enjoy the program and start thinking of areas we want to have healed. Ron is going to be also appearing in person again at another expo in the East Coast area, New York City, at the Hotel Pennsylvania. You've probably been hearing about us co-hosts announcing it. It's going to be March 18th through 20th, so it's coming up quickly. And Ron is again accepting your photo. If you can't attend and you'd like to receive healings in the light infusion chamber, you can be there sort of virtually or in a way absentee by sending Ron a photo of you through his email, along with the receipt for your donation of $100. That will ensure your photo will get put into the light infusion chamber if you send it by March 22nd. So that's a Tuesday, March 22nd. And he will catch it, put it in the light infusion chamber for you throughout the duration of the entire expo, which means you'll be getting the benefits at that time. And that is a very good thing, to get cleared off with and have light infusion going on you constantly. Also, you can include, you know, pets and your spouse or some kids, you know, just send a photo. And anyway, it was really great having Ron at the Los Angeles Expo I attended, and I did want to share one experience. Someone who attended also sent me this note saying that they were at the first Saturday. Well, not wasn't the first, I guess. They were on the Saturday morning conference room with you, Ron, in your workshop, and with, I guess they said in 15 minutes you had cleared out the aliens in the room, and then they noticed that about a minute after that, people that had been lingering in the hallways started coming into that conference room to hear you. And they thought that was kind of an interesting coincidence and wondered if it was possibly because that the people sort of felt like, now this is the room I want to go in. You know, this is like better for me to go in this room. They could feel, you know, this heavy energy gone and done with, and was more inviting to come in. Do you suppose that's the case, Ron? Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I'm sure that you're probably correct there. With the room energy being so peaceful, people are kind of drawn to peace. So they didn't feel that apprehension of going into a room not knowing what's there. And remember, most rooms will have the aliens in there too, as they're feeding off the people's energies in a room. So this room had nothing in it, and so it felt very calm and peaceful. So back to you.
What I noticed at the expo was just standing in line waiting to get into the light infusion chamber, and sharing with some other listeners that there's some people who are really interested in being healed, and then there are those who are already who are listeners and are very dedicated in a lot of different ways to using the healings, you know, getting multiple laptops, spending the time, you know, just trying different things on the healings, just attending all the conference calls and on and on. I was very impressed at the dedication, you know, that the people who listened to you, Ron, expressed to each other. You know, we were all talking about it. And I think that, you know, people do realize that this is, you know, these healings are subtle but very real, and over time you just feel better and better and things get better and better, and it's going to take a little time to actually feel this liftoff go into effect in your life. And that's what's so nice about it, is that suddenly you just feel better. And it's not really something that is one word that can describe it all, except, yes, peace, but it's even, you know, it's a subtle thing, because there's all kinds of healings Ron has. And so it's really great to share with each other what's, you know, what you felt and what worked, and how wonderful that they are. And anyway, there was a lot of peaceful feeling around the booth, and I do hope that the newbies who are listening that caught Ron at the expo will write in and let us know what they felt and what they thought, and if they have any questions, because Ron is here to direct us in the healings and how to use the online healings as well. You get a lot of healings listening to the radio program here on BBS four nights a week. And also, if you connect to Ron's radio program through the BBS radio station Creation Lightship channel, you will be able to stay on the entire time. Whereas if you connect through the Creation Lightship website, at this time, it does cut off at the top of the hour, and you may miss the last several minutes because we do go over the time during the program. BBS allows us an extra 5 minutes or so. So we thank you, BBS Radio, for keeping us going and also for posting the archives on the Ron's channel webpage there on BBS Radio so promptly. Okay, so Ron, today was a big day. You did for us a teleconference for the embedded pin removals. You were saying it was pretty heavy, and it was actually the second pin removal conference call you've ever done because of what you said, that you had stumbled across more of these bigger pins after you removed the first series of pins. And you were saying that they were like spikes, swords, and needles. So I'm sure all those of us who attended are deeply grateful and will be on our way to feeling much better and relieved of those sorts of things. So, Ron, would you like to share with us what you experienced and if you think that we look lighter and brighter in your view now?
Yeah, the people on the call look much better. Hopefully, we'll find out if anybody would like to do another one of these calls, but we're going to be doing the Shackle one next month. So basically, it'll be 1 month away, same time as this one here, which is 10 o'clock. And it'll probably be, I think, maybe like the first Saturday of next month. We'll do that for, 2.5 hours, 10 o'clock Pacific, and taking away people's shackles. And then we can see from there if people need some more pins being released or not. You never know. So, the call was quite interesting. It was very, very heavy with the pin. So some people probably got some great benefit having these things released. So back to you.
What Ron did on the call, just to give a short recap, because I know Ron's in the moment, may not remember. But, Ron, a couple of times you did release trapped aliens in the room, which you said the temperature in the room you were in dropped cold, very cold, so you knew there was some around.
Oh, yeah, that's correct, yes. I remember, yeah.
So that was a big benefit right there. Then also at least three times you made us real, starting like 12 minutes into the call. Well, that was a big benefit, and so Ron, doing that three times, that did that help you to remove the heavy energies?
Sometimes it does. Yes, the more real you are, the less timelines you're on, and that means that we're dealing with more of the real you to come back here, which will eliminate a lot of your problems. So there's two ways to look at this. One way is if you're on, let's say you're on 1,000 timelines, and we're only concentrating maybe on 100 of those timelines because we're dealing with, like, we'll just say your sternum. So 100 timelines they have you with your sternum, and we're not really looking at the other 900, which could be anything also. And so as I make you real, when you're working with your sternum, we'll say, then automatically that might be maybe completely healed or feeling much better in you. And then we go to something else. But making you real actually, throughout the whole call is very beneficial because you're getting more of yourself back to yourself. That's the whole thing. And the real you probably is in good shape. Many of you have been at the workshops or lectures that I do, and you see the room change and people are being made real. It's quite impressive. So, and it's interesting that people do comment on it, but I don't get that many comments from people. They must think that it's where it's supposed to be, and maybe because the clearings are so good with what problems they're dealing with, automatically they don't bring the past up where they had problems. So that's another way of looking at it. So trying to get people to comment on what it was like. If they had a hurt shoulder and I fixed it for them, they won't know about having it hurt maybe after 5 minutes, and they'll just think it was, just something that they enjoy, but they don't really concentrate or talk too much about things because it's not in their memory any longer. Remember, once you get a healing, you don't want to bring it back to yourself, and you have to start thinking about it in order to do that. So that's the way the light shift works. So normally you have that trauma released from you, and that's how the healings work, and there's no need to revisit it. You know, you could do that and bring it back to yourself, but most people don't want to do that. The healings are really, really good and special to help you out. So back to you.
You also commented that you had removed old programs from ancestors, old past programs from contracts, from past generations where we willingly took on being tortured. And parallel timelines, all these pins that had been held in place all throughout this time in all of our different bodies. So that is like, you know, kind of boggles my mind to think about it. But it just makes me all the more glad that they're out.
Yep, that's good. So I can do a clearing here. If you're brand new and you don't know what the pin clearing is like, I'll do a sample of this here. So I'm going to do one. We had a lot of energy today on people's jaws, so let's do one for jaw energy here. And maybe the people on the call may need one more time at it, so we'll see. So I'm going to take a pin out of your jaw. This is going like from your through your jaw with the jaw connects there, joint there, and it's going right through your head, left to right. I'm going to pull this one large pin out, and here we go. And if you want to send us a comment, CLS questions at Yahoo, what how this is feeling for you, that would be great. So I'm just kind of, I'll give you some sensation here. So I'm going to start moving it back and forth a little bit so you can say, yep, I got one of these here. There we go. Moving it back about a half an inch back and forth. And now we're going to start taking it out. Wanted to make sure that you know that something's happening here. So I'm going to take it out from your left to your right. And this is what I see in most people. The pin sticks out about 6 inches out of both sides of their head. And here we go. It's like a darning needle, sort of. Here we go, coming out. So I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four. There we go. It's out. Got it out on four. So we'll see how you're feeling. You might find your saliva changing. Maybe you have some other location in your body that was hurting, and maybe taking this pin out would automatically fix you. You never know. So back to you.
Okay, well, that's got to be good. These pin removals that Ron's doing are deep, and they're big, and they're far-reaching. As you said, they go back to contracts we made from past generations and parallel lifetimes. So we should all. I think one thing we can do is probably not think about the graphic image of what Ron just did, and just focus on being glad that they're gone. And, stay in peace as much as possible so we don't get anything, undone.
Yep, that's true.
Right. Well, okay, Ron. Well, we did get some comments, and I'd like to go ahead and read some of the testimonies.
Sure.
That
right.
Came through the email. Okay, first one. Thank you, Ron, for today's pin removal conference. It was an incredible experience, and not only am I feeling pain-free right now, much more flexible in movement and higher energy. I feel a wonderful peace. When I stand up to walk, I no longer feel like I'm walking on a bed of nails, which I've experienced for some time now. Pins were removed in many other areas of my body, of which I was definitely aware of, but I felt them more in my ankles and feet. After the first pin removal conference, that's the one you did in January, I started doing timeline crashes going through a list I made from the conference. From today, I have started doing timeline clearings for walking on nails and maybe even sleeping on them from the past, as I was seeing a vision of myself doing this. This is commonly done by Eastern mystics and Buddhists In fact, it has become popular in the United States. Thank you again. I found this conference call today extremely valuable. Next letter. Ron, thank you for the pin removal healing call this morning. I felt calm and relaxed throughout, even dozed off at one point. My body relaxed and lightened as you progressed through the different body parts. I felt a very strong energy surge when you removed leftover poisons left by the pins from our lymph system. I'm now feeling strong and healthy. I appreciate it so much. Next letter. I was on the call today, but it was not an easy time. I am currently recovering from acute sinusitis and the flu type A. However, I did feel some nice relief in my sinuses, allowing me to breathe with more freedom. Also, my left shoulder is feeling good, so bye-bye pain. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
And Ron, you did do an oxygen infusion and lung clearing. Here's another, next letter. I have to say is wow, and wow again. It was very intense healing for me. So much going on. After the last pin call in January, I felt myself being re-pinned. I have a situation going on in the base of my neck and shoulders. And today, a good 50% of it seemed to be cleared away. I would like to ask your opinion on where to go next with it, or if you can see what it is I'm dealing with. I think she's talking about the neck and shoulders. I have timeline crashed, 500 timelines, neck and shoulder pain, unknown source. I've done clone calls, entity clearing running all day for days. And she wanted to thank you also for the extra time on the call. So much happened in that half hour. I thought I saw aliens clamping down on my neck saying, "We are not letting this one go." They were mad. She's running the Galactic Federation Affiliation Healing.
That's great, yeah. Yeah.
In case they are responsible. She also ran the Be Here in the Now during the call. Now, this is a person who been with Ron, I know, at least 5 years, and this is like what I'm saying before. It takes some time to have the know-how, and this person has that. All she's asking for now, Ron, is where she might go with it next on the pain in her neck and shoulders. Over to you for any input.
Okay, I'm looking here. Neck and shoulder stuff. Let me see where, if there's any pins somewhere else in the body. I think I'd do a clearing, maybe for everybody, you might want to try this, but do a clearing on the base of your tailbone. That's what I'm picking up. There's some energy there that could maybe help that. Let me do a clearing right now to release that. Here we go. Let's take away energy on the tailbone that could be hurting your shoulders. Let's put it that way. So, and this is not a pin removal, so taking this energy away from you. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And wow, one more. One, two, there is coming off. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's just see how you're doing with that. Back to you.
Well, these people whose letters I've read have put in the time working with Ron on the healings. They're very dedicated. And so it's probably why Ron was able to see the pins in the first place, because they've already gotten a lot of densities cleared out. And Ron, you mentioned she should do a clearing. Other people, she was doing timeline crashes. The other person I read about did timeline crashes as well. And you said to her to do a clearing on the base of the tailbone. Does she still need to do that after you did this pain clearing? And if not, what kind of clearing are you talking about?
Yeah, just do a clearing for the tailbone, maybe timeline crashes. There's something connected to the tailbone. I don't have a really good visual yet, but it's like it's an energetic web coat that's connected, like transmission lines, that goes up to your shoulders. So it's some kind of alien stuff put in there.
It's like a cord?
Yeah, it's kind of like some kind of, some kind of communication system. So that's kind of what I'm sensing.
Yeah, I think this is something, neck pain and neck shoulder is something that bothers a lot of us.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, well, anyway, we appreciate all the specific information you can give us, Ron, and also these clearings over the radio. They really do help because timeline crashes take a long time, and sometimes you aren't sure if you're really, you know, targeting your actual source of misery. So it helps to get your opinion on these pinpoint areas here. And here it was neck and shoulder. Who would have thought it would be coming from the tailbone? So anyway, thank you again, and I'll continue reading. Today, another testimony. At the beginning of the second hour, I asked to have the light beams remove the rod from my blocked-up nose. 15 minutes later, my nose opened up completely. Terrific.
Yep, very good.
Yeah, so let me check the emails now. Okay, another one. Thank you so very much for the pin removal clearing today. I cannot wait for the next one. So there was your first request right there, Ron.
What happens here?
I feel 100 pounds lighter. I am more flexible. No pains. A swelling in the shoulder is gone. My face looks brighter, my knees are more flexible, and I could go on and on. Ultimately, I feel rejuvenated. Many thanks. Well, that's incredible. So if anyone else felt similar or differently, please do write in. This, everyone's got, you know, their own experience, their own way of let's say, integrating the healings. And Ron, would you say that we are integrated now? By now, are we? How are we doing as far as integration of spirit to body? For those of us that were on the call, saying.
Yeah, I'd say some of you probably gained about 20% more energy from your spirit. So that's very, very good.
20? Wow, that is a big jump up.
That's quite a bit. So you may.
So we are brighter in your view.
Yes. Uh huh.
Hooray!
I got to put sunglasses on.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's 20% from what we were at is a big jump, so that's fantastic news. Someone else wrote in that when you were clearing the eyes and the forehead and the head area, that people who live with them normally don't look at them, and yet today they were being looked at with curiosity, like they were actually looking in their eyes when they were talking to them.
Oh, interesting. Good.
Like something's different about you, don't know what, but I'm just going to keep looking. Yeah, so it's kind of nice to have other people, you know, reflect these clearings to you as well. You can get reactions, for sure. And Ron kept us very comfortable, people saying during they really appreciated the different types of water you offered to keep us comfortable and hydrated. You gave us pain relief water. Ron does this anyway throughout the conference calls, and he charges so very little. You get quite a lot out of it. As you just heard, we regained 20% of our little spirit energy back, and that's a big bonus. So to get on these calls is really a major shift in regaining your spirit back. And it's a very heavy-duty work for Ron. He works at it all day. Then right after that, he had to jump into the four-hour conference call to for those of us who signed up and do that body rejuvenation, a little bit that we're going to be sampling tonight on the Creation Lightship. So it's been quite a great day of healing, I'd say, and it just seems to be getting better. And hopefully those of you who could not attend and cannot attend the expo and wish to participate in some of this, Ron offers these options, sending your photo in to him by March 22nd. I'm going to repeat this for those who just might have signed in or listening in. And also your photo will go to the Light Infusion Chamber. And then also Ron offers other conference calls in which he makes us real and in which he does a lot of liftoff of alien energies. There's three different types. You can go to the top of the creationlightship.com website page where you'll find the special weekly clearings. And you'll see there, if you click on that link where it says upcoming events, you'll find Ron's schedule and a menu of conference calls that you can choose from, purchase online safely and securely through PayPal, and then you'll get an instant receipt through your email. You do not have to have a PayPal account. In some cases, it will be taken from your regular checking account. And the fees are very reasonable. There's package prices for families and spouses. And the calendar's there of Ron's schedule. So now tomorrow Ron is going to be, Ron, are you going to be doing the 8-hour call tomorrow? Yeah, it's March 6th tomorrow.
Yep.
So that's a reminder for those of you who've signed up for that. You'll want to get your water ready for that, several water glasses of water, and also your jugs. According to the instructions you received when you got your confirming email. So just a reminder, tomorrow is the 8-hour healing intensive conference call that we all benefit from so much because it removes parasitic life forms, alien energies that rob us of our life force energy and do a lot of malicious things to our bodies that we don't want. Okay. So over to you, Ron, for any comments you might like to add.
Well, I'll do a sample of pins here again. That's because we're talking about pins on the conference call that we had today. Let me take pins out of your eyes. I already took one out of your jaw, so here we go. Left eye taken out one of the major pins and also the poisons. They have poisons normally attached to it. So here we go. Left eye, here we go, okay, release, and right eye. Oh, boy, okay, there we go. So we'll see how that feels, everybody. And let's also do something with oxygen. So you normally go to the oxygen reel on the calls, but I'll do that right now for people, and we'll go to the light ship. So when you go into the special room for oxygen, I'll bring you up there right now before you go to the light ship with the regular call, but we're going to go up there right now for this. So here we go, going up, and your pets are welcome also. We're going to go into the bubbly oxygen room, and this is quite nice. So we're in there now, and you're having some oxygen. So let's go to the light ship now, everybody, with a regular Saturday Night Live on the light ship, and we'll do the special room today for birthdays if you're born in this month. So here we go. Going to go up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. This only works live on BBS when you're listening live. If you're listening to an archive, then I just realized that you can just feel peace energy. You need to be live on the program to have this experience. So here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. and going into the special room for detoxification. And we'll have maybe half a dozen rooms we'll be going into. So you want to request one particular healing as we go into each room. And typically it'll be the same one. So here we go. First room we're going into, and this is the detox room. There's the mud bath now. So we're in the mud. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. And going into the waterfall rooms. There's many different types of waterfalls. It's like most people are doing one that looks like it's a blue with the white energy. So people are experiencing that. The blue kind of glows. And that's coming out the water. So you're in there enjoying the release of energy in your body and also taking in this waterfall energy. So here we go. And request your one healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going into a room that has large mountains. And there's also trees and everything else on the mountain. So here we go. Enjoy the mountain energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going into the room with all the trees. So this could be any tree that you'd like. And here we go, tree energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into another tree room, one that you may not have picked. Let's go into the room where the apple trees are. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess we'll go to the food court here. We don't want to forget that. This is for people born this month, years ago, we'll say, because you were born in a month. I remember the month is probably your one of your alien abduction words for you know, abducting you, because the months are a key word, so you're tied into that astrology of that month. So here we go. Let's go into the light shed room, food court, and you can select dessert. Always look for the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzle on the nuts and ice cream and cherries, and it looks very yummy. Size of a pencil eraser. That's not a pencil. And very nutritious. So here we go. You probably got a magnifying glass. So it looks like it's a plate that maybe a 10-inch diameter plate with this on there, but when you look at it, physically, you go, what is this, you know? So anyway, your choice of what you want to have. You can have salads, too. You can have dessert. You can have soups. So this is your choice. Normally, for the birthday parties, we like to have dessert. So up to you. So we're having that now. You can request seconds on it. You may feel your body getting energized or not. If you don't feel energized, you may feel like you just had, like, 6 ounces of water or something that you drank, because you will feel your body sensing that it's full. And here we go. You can have seconds and thirds if you like. And the light beams now, and everybody up there is going to be singing happy birthdays for the people who are born in this month. So here we go. Happy birthday, everybody. And hopefully you're enjoying your birthday party. And we'll... I'll leave and go to another room for your healing, but you're still there talking with the light beings and having fun. So here we go. Let's go into a room which has baby goats. So here's the baby goat energies. And request your one particular healing. And in this room, I'll bring the energy to you a little stronger. So I'll use the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll go into another room where there's llamas and the one with donkeys. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we have had prehistoric animals here on the planet, let's go into a room with one of the prehistoric animals of your choice. And... we'll just see how how they can help you out. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And one more room before we come back. We'll go into the room that has, like, snow in the room. So here we go. You can feel light shift snow. And it's coming all around you now. Still stronger and request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll come back from the light shift now. And you're going to be bilocated back here, like you've been continuously being bilocated, but you'll be here and not up on the light shift. So coming back down, I'll count to five, then we'll have Kathy talk with you. So here we go. Coming down, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, you're back here now, so wonderful. Back to you, Kathy.
When you started off with the oxygen room, Ron, I was just inhaled deeply, and it got me very relaxed. I hope everyone noticed that and enjoyed that oxygen blast that Ron just gave us. He offered that. And then to end with light ship snow, that must have been really sensational. I get delighted at the idea of being healed by the energy of some little baby goats. That must be just so adorable. And then going to the food court for a birthday party is always very special. So happy many, many birthdays to those who were born in March. And I'm pretty sure I had another piece of cake that you mentioned. They're all everything's good. I can't see what goes on there, like, you know, some people can. But somehow I start salivating when we go to the food court.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was just marvelous. Now I'll continue on with the emails. I want to get back to the ones that people sent about the pin removal. And the one you just did too, Ron, with the pin removal of the jaw. And someone said wrote in that the pin removal from the jaw is really made them salivate quite a lot. That's the one you did on the show a few moments ago. Oh, and before I forget, before we run out of time, Ron, we have some good listeners here. We said that the cutoff for the photo, I said, was March 22nd. Well, that doesn't make sense because the expo ends on the 20th. So let's restate that, Ron.
The pictures to be sent for the expo would be on the 15th. That'd be Tuesday before the expo.
So your listeners caught that. Thank you very much, everyone, for letting me know that that would not be quite doable. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. So please send your photo to Ron by March 15th. That's a Tuesday. And the expo, yes, is the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Hotel Pennsylvania. Sounds like you're going to be getting some photos, Ron.
Great.
Okay, to continue on with the letters and then another topic, we'll switch over to another topic. Ron, I've had, about the pin removal, I've had a heaviness in my stomach my whole life, making my stomach feel huge. Now that feeling is gone. I also feel like I can stand much straighter, and I feel at least 5 years younger. Oh, you know, I agree with this person here, too. Ron, during the call, I don't know if you... I wrote some notes, and one of the things that you did that really astounded me was you found a... I don't know what you call it, but let's just say a long rod that was from head to toe. And you said that was a controlling rod. And, wow. So when you remove that, then, yes, I think that's what caused us, you know, those of us who feel taller, that could be why.
Yeah, very possible.
We can stand on our own.
Yeah.
It's probably painful having that in. But what was so nice about the call is that it wasn't painful at all. Okay, so, but very beneficial. So I was just looking at my notes, and yeah, that's what it was. It was from head, oh my goodness, yeah. So that must have been a big removal. All right. Now, and someone suggested during the call to command your body to accept the creation lightship being healing energy. Like that would make it easier. So maybe, you know, Ron, you said that was a good idea. So just passing that on in case anyone wants to do that, try that too. Next letter.
Some more oxygen. Yeah, I'll do some more lightship oxygen for people. Somehow that's needed. Here we go. So maybe inhale, exhale, everybody. And what we're going to first do is take away the alien codes, nanotechnology programs in the oxygen that you're normally breathing. We have a free clearing for that on the website. Oxygen, I think it was a code removal or something, but it's free on the left side. And let's take away that energy from you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to bring in lightship oxygen for you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. I'll take a nice deep breath, inhale, exhale, and the air should taste or be a little different. So.
Well, most enjoyable. So, everyone, this is about healing, and Ron's checking us out to see what we need. So hope everyone took time to stop what they were doing and take in some oxygen without alien codes in it. Thank you, Ron. So next letter. Since I already did the first pin call in January, which was great, I wondered if I needed to do the second call. However, today's call felt even stronger than the first. I'm so glad I didn't miss it. That's great, because it sounds like to me, Ron, if I was to compare the two, it seems like the first one you did was more or less like splinters compared to the embedded pins and rods, swords, and whatever you want to call them that you took out today. What do you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think everybody's a little different on when they come into the clearings and healing. Remember, it depends what you have done to yourself to have clearings. So the people that have cleared out more out of their bodies by doing the whole lifetime clearings will probably have more benefit over a newbie because, you know, it's not going to go probably as deep. It still could be removed. But remember, you're working with your body senses and feelings, okay? So you can say, does that feel better? Somebody might say, no, it doesn't, but the body could be having a correction. And it could actually be better if you saw the body, but as you're monitoring yourself, trying to use one of your sensing bodies to monitor yourself, and if your sensing body, one of those is corrupted and full of gunk, you probably will not notice what's really going on. You know, I talked to somebody at one of the expos, and they go, well, I use my feelings to sample things. I go, well, have you cleaned out your feeling body? It looked at me like I was crazy, you know, in a sense, like, what's that? You know, and I said, well, how can you use something that's corrupted inside of you or outside of you, you know, connecting inside of you, to sample energies when it's full of contamination? And then they kind of started looking at me like, wow, what's he talking about? So, yeah, so if you're going on the calls or, you know, you don't feel much, it's only because you're corrupted. The work is being done to you. And as you have more energies released from you, then you're able to sample more and have more freedom and, you know, understand what's happening to you. Maybe you're able to talk about it, where before you probably couldn't because the bodies that you're trying to observe yourself with are fully corrupted and you're not going to have the same input. So for me, each call is about the same when I go into them. It's not that one call has more horsepower than the other. It's what the person, each individual, is being worked with separately on the call. And so it's what the person will be needing, what layer to get released in order to have results for that particular healing. And like I said, if you have more of your whole lifetime clearings done, then you're going to probably have a much better result in the way you're feeling during the call. So, back to you.
Okay, great. Someone sent over a nicely written phrase that we can have the option of saying when we attend Ron's conference calls or get these healings online or anytime we anytime we have a radio program. You can say this: I now constantly command out loud that my body accept all the Creation Lightship healings on calls and at home while running the online clearings. So it's another way of saying, you know, that you give permission for the light beings to enter your body and do the healing. So that's just an option if you feel like you need to say it. I'm going to start saying that and see if I notice any difference, but I don't know. I've been in this for about 5 years myself, so, I never did say that before. I would just invited them in by doing the clearings. So I suppose it's probably okay if you didn't say it. It's just a suggestion. Okay, so moving on to the next emails, Ron, and thank you, everyone, for sending in your testimonies about the pin removal conference. They were really, really great to hear from you. And I'm going to forward them to Ron's email. Next subject, New Earth Transport. Ron, I have purchased the New Earth Transport. I have been using this after each healing I have done on myself. I have not seen option on unlimited usage when I purchased the transport, so I've been using it every time after a healing. Was I doing this correctly, or did I get myself into an energetic trouble not buying the transport every time I wanted to use it? Thank you for your help. Ron, I'll let you handle this. Over to you.
Yeah, on that clearing, you can buy it once and use it whenever you choose to. Each time you do a clearing, then put what you cleared into that New Earth transport. What it's for, it's like a holding place. So if the planet here gets turned off, which is what will happen at ascension time, and if for some reason the darkness wants to take you again like it has in the past for all the ascension times that you have not, experienced, saying it nicely here, I guess. So now you have a way to get out of here. So it will at least look for you, and the energy is like replicated there. So even if they do try to take parts of you off planet, this part of you that's in a sacred space will be recognized. And I'm sure at that point we can take away the part of you that has not been that's taken away and bringing it back to source energy again. So that's kind of the way it works. But you need to do that clearing maybe at least once a week if you do clearings. A lot of people like doing it after each clearing. It doesn't take long if you get set up for it. You just click something on your computer. You can do it very quickly. And you just type in, I believe, your name in the clearing that you did. So it's not really time-consuming. And just look at it as maybe another minute or two of doing the process, on a clearing. I guess the next thing is, always do the upside-down timeline crash. We need to do a timeline, so specify that. I'm going to try to change it somehow to where it's already like a clickable link, but until that happens, you want to do the upside-down version, which in a sense is the program that makes things appear in real form. So it's like the cake mix and what you're seeing in your life and on timelines is the cake already baked, but you want to get rid of the program that made the cake. So that's the upside-down timeline. And then also to help everybody out for the next call that we'll have in a month, we'll say, which would be the Shackle call, and to help people on timelines, if anybody has any of those phrases, you know, like God bless you and, you know, have a nice day and don't step on a crack or break your mother's back. And, you know, there's a lot of phrases that people are taught, and these can put you on timelines and disempower you. So you want to clear those words or wordings in the, you know, alien keyword clearing, but also it'd be good to have, because those things could be keeping you in slavery. So you want to come on. Maybe you have some information, putting you on the spot here, Kathy, about different things people might already be experiencing.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, this is what you and Ann were talking about last night. The phrase, the catchphrases that people say that sort of, you know, put us in a category or cause some kind of a curse, and that the power of the words and the energies and the phrases and how they affect us. Like last night, you mentioned about the karma, what goes around comes around. And so are you asking, Ron, for listeners to send in some of these phrases, catchphrases, keywords that have to do with enslavement, dictation, control, programs, shame, and are deceptive, although they might sound nice, like break a leg when you go, you know, to talk to someone who's an actor? Are you asking for people to send them in? Maybe we can make a list or something?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful, yeah. So we can get a list to help everybody. You know, if all of you out there had a couple phrases, two or three, and everybody sent something in that, you know, that they've heard or they use, that'd be great, because one of those that you don't really recognize or know about in this lifetime could have been used, you know, 100 years ago, and it could be holding you in slavery. So that's what we're trying to do, is get you out of slavery. So that's what the next one is going to be about, is shackles, getting the shackles off you so you can have your body move properly. And who knows where that'll go also. Remember, if somebody is keeping you in shackles, then what are they doing to you? Why are you there? So anyway, any of those little key phrases could help everyone else out if you know of any. So
yeah, I know a few. One I was always told was, do as you're told. And then do or die. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. These kinds of phrases keep us in our box. They'll get theirs. You guys said that last night. And what comes around goes around. So anyway, if you could please, even tonight, send in some phrases. And as you think of them, just send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the co-host will formulate a list and review it with Ron so that he can offer it as in conjunction with the slavery shackles removal healing he mentioned that he's going to hold on Saturday, first Saturday in April, which would be Saturday, April 2nd. And then you can receive the list and remove, you know, look at the list and see which ones are pushing any buttons on you that are controlling you. Or even if you have, like, initials that became acronyms, you know, there's some agencies in our society that could be, you know, calling the shots for us every which way. And, you know, they can really steal our livelihood and rob us from our well-being. So maybe you can think of a few of those agencies with three-letter initials and send them over, and we'll add them to the list. And we can use the alien keyword intercept. We can share this list run it through the alien keyword intercept word by word or list, you know, go down the list. And also in the natal barcode removal, which Ron always talks about because it does clear off the energies of the programs that we've been dealt with and given these, they've been embedded in us and programmed. So we can take off the energy of these, the power. Don't give them any more power. Take it away. So I think that's a great idea, Ron. And so starting tonight, if everyone could start sending in some of their favorite but not favorite catchphrases that have to do with slavery, please do send them in and we'll make a list. Okay, Ron. Well, thank you so much for that suggestion. And back over to you for any last-minute announcements or healings you'd like to do.
Yes, we have our 8-hour call tomorrow. And we'll be in New York just a couple of weeks from now here. So that will be at the Expo in 2 weeks. So anyway, let's do the Mind of Heart drop, everybody. You're going to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. And to facilitate that, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So dropping these thoughts to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening, and hopefully you have some wonderful healings today, and we'll see you later. Blessings.